Gina Prince-Bythewood directs intimate, romantic, independent movies like Love and Basketball and Beyond the Lights. Her newest movie is not that. It's an action movie based on a comic book.
Who are you?
You can call me Andy. I lead a group of soldiers. Fighters. With an extremely rare skill set.
That's from The Old Guard, which is out now on Netflix. Charlize Theron plays Andy, the head of a team of immortal mercenaries who've been fighting for hundreds, in some cases thousands of years. In the movie, they have a new mission, a new member of their team named Niall.
So we really never die.
Nothing that lives, lives forever.
But Andy has been losing her will to fight.
I don't know about this, guys. We're not helping.
She's not seeing the results. She's just seeing the world getting worse and worse and hurting itself on a loop, and she just wants it over.
That's Gina Prince-Bythewood. In directing her first big-budget superhero film, which is a first for any Black woman, she wanted to make sure it felt grounded like her earlier movies. And she wanted to make sure that action still came with consequences.
The type of movie it is, I'm unapologetic about the violence, but I never wanted it to feel like a celebration of violence. And bringing in the truth about killing, which I got from this incredible book called On Killing, which talks about how the act of taking a life by a soldier is as damaging psychologically as your fear of losing your life on the battlefield. And that felt so real for Andy and real for Niall, who is a Marine and who takes her first life in this story.
Is it harder in Hollywood to convince studio executives, to convince the people that you need to convince, that a hero who's conflicted about killing is fundamentally a more interesting person? Because for many years, the vein of action movies that I've watched have been the ones where the hero doesn't worry about anything, as you said, says something funny after killing a lot of people. And I just wonder, if is it a different kind of calculus when you're talking to studios?
I do think there's been a shift in the last couple of years in this genre, which I've been very excited about. I think of a film like Logan or Black Panther, which really had some moral questions in there that were at a level where you got all the fun of an action film, but I cried in both of those films, you know, because I was so connected with these characters and because I think both of them dealt with killing in an interesting way. And so I didn't have any pushback, thankfully. I think with Skydance, the amazing company that gave me this shot and hired me for this film, what they said is they wanted me to bring all the depth and nuance that I brought in Love and Basketball and Beyond the Lights with the characters. And that said a lot to me. And I was excited about that, that it was that work that got me the gig, as opposed to the fact that I hadn't done action before. And there was a question of, could she do it?
You know, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I have been a 20 plus year fan of your movies. I saw Old Guard, and I assumed that it was going to be another smaller budget, powerful, intimate movie about a family. And then I got into the first 5 minutes and was like, oh, wait, that's not what this is at all. How long have you wanted to make a big budget picture like this one?
Mm-hmm. For a while. I love the genre. I see all of them. But the way that Hollywood has worked for so long, I didn't know that I would ever get the opportunity. But in the last couple of years, once Patty Jenkins rocked Wonder Woman, that absolutely cracked the door open. Women were not getting these opportunities at all. It wasn't even a question. We weren't on the lists. We were not even getting meetings. It was dire, absolutely dire. There's just a narrative in Hollywood, one that women don't like action, that women can't direct action, and that we didn't have a desire to do action. And all of that was false, but it was strong and it was real, and it's kept us locked out for a great many years.
Let me ask you to pull back a little bit and look at the big picture, because we're in a very extraordinary period in this country's history, where it feels like every industry is being forced to reckon with systemic racism. Now, you've talked about systemic sexism, which keeps women from directing big blockbuster action movies. Are you feeling a sea change when it comes to what Black American directors are allowed, are permitted, are viewed as the right choice for?
You know, systemic racism goes so much deeper in this industry. This industry, as liberal as it is on the surface, has kept us out, locked out for such a long time. And Hollywood absolutely has to look at itself. I know for me, what's absolutely been discriminated against are the films that I focus on, which most of the time have Black women at their center. Those are the hardest films to get made. So I have been in a sustained fight absolutely for 20, 25 years to have the ability to tell those type of stories. And I think the other tough thing is the few of us who have broken through, and in the same way that our whole country and system is built, it's built for only a few of us to slip through, which gives them the chance to say, well, hey, look, they made it. Why haven't you? You know, which we know, of course, is such BS. But one, it's an absolute responsibility for me and the others who have slipped through to keep that door propped open.
Well, I look at something like The Old Guard and I think you have to be optimistic. You've basically just proven you can run the gamut. You've got all the range. You can do it all. Are you optimistic more than you were maybe 6 months ago?
Well, I mean, I'm optimistic in that in this last couple of weeks, I have had conversations with those in power who have called me asking for help, advice, and they have not been defensive for the first time. They've been open and listening and embracing. But more than that, you know, specifically, I know of a company that had reached out to me that have decided to change their casting, the leads of their films to people of color, given what's going on and realizing we keep doing the same thing. That is concrete, and that excited me. That gives me hope.
Gina Prince-Bythewood, congratulations on your blockbuster.
Thank you.
Gina Prince-Bythewood is the director of The Old Guard, which is available now on Netflix.